Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The latest heading in to Friday's game against the Panthers. We head out to the fan hotline. He covers the team for Cleveland.com. Constant guest on our show will be on Wednesdays going forward at 9:20. Dan Lobby. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Jake?
We're doing pretty good. Dan, I'm excited. We're 2 days away from Browns football kicking off, and you can practically feel it in the air, and Browns fans are already fighting against each other, so it feels like we're right back at home.
Yeah, right. I mean, once everybody starts arguing, preseason's coming, it's time for football to start.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting into knock them, drag them out kind of debates across the station today over preseason week one. And that's how you know we're in a good spot right now. And we're getting riled up about August, where are we coming on, 8th of a game? Yeah, you know you're in a good spot.
Yeah, a month away from real football. A Guardians pitcher almost throws a no-hitter. We're going to argue about Shador Sanders and the Browns. Let's go.
It's of course. Yeah, you're right. All right, you're right in Cleveland. We're on time. But, Dan, obviously, Kevin drops the official news today, the report that Mary Kay had, obviously just confirming it. Shador is going to get the start under center for the Browns coming up on Friday against the Panthers. What are we expecting to see from Shador in that game?
It'll be really interesting because he's not going to have the starting offensive line. He is going to go at least initially against the Panthers starters, probably for maybe a series or two. So he's going to get some opportunities. He's going to be out there for a while against guys that I think he should be able to operate against. And so to me, that's what I'm watching for. You know, are we going to get to see him get blitzed a little bit? And how is he going to handle that pressure? Those are the questions I have about him. But if he's got time, if he's able to deal with pressure, if he's got some guys that can catch the football for him, it might look pretty good on Friday night as long as everything kind of holds up around him.
So I already know that some of the Shador faithful online have already started positing, well, you didn't get enough reps with the ones. They're setting him up to not be in a good spot. How fair of a shot do you think that he's getting right now, knowing, like you said, that he's not going to have the starting offensive lines? I think they already confirmed no Cedric Tillman, no Jerry Jeudy as well.
I think it's pretty in line with what they've been doing with him all camp. I mean, it's been pretty clear that this competition, even though they call it a four-man competition, has sort of been a 3+1. And Shador Sanders has certainly been involved, but he just hasn't been getting the same opportunities as the other guys. And I don't think there's any sort of, vast conspiracy here against Shador Sanders or, they're trying to sabotage him or anything. I think this is just sort of in line with what they've been doing. They just aren't ready to elevate him to a point where he's going to take first team reps from Joe Flacco or, obviously Kenny Pickett has been out with a hamstring injury and hasn't been taking a lot of them. And they still obviously think higher of Dylan Gabriel, which shouldn't be a surprise to anyone because they took him in the third round. So to me, what we're going to see on Friday isn't any different than what we've seen going back to the spring and all of training camp.
I know you touched on a little bit, Dan, but the game can be so hard to break down for a lot of people, and they're going to look at the just straight box score and go, Shador completed this many passes on this many attempts, and draw a conclusion from it. What are you sort of looking at more intimately to see whether or not he's performing and doing the things that he needs to do in order to take a step up?
You know, again, it's really going to be, how does he handle pressure? How does he handle some of the pre-snap stuff? And some of that might be difficult, too, because things are so vanilla and simplified in the preseason. So that might be difficult to see, but that's really what I'm interested in. You know, facing a situation where he can actually get hit, where he can actually get sacked. How is he going to deal with those situations? Where in college, it didn't always go well. He took a ton of sacks, sometimes put himself in bad positions. So that's really what I'm most interested in. When you really kind of look at preseason performances, you have to be careful. And I think Browns fans know that because they watch Dorian Thompson-Robinson, you know, was one of the best preseason quarterbacks in the league the last 2 years. And then when he played real games, it was nothing close to that. So it is night and day when we're talking preseason versus when you get into the regular season and these defensive coordinators are spending, you know, 100 hours a week trying to figure out how to stop you.
We heard Kevin today just sort of emphasize how important, and he's done it obviously leading up to this point as well, how important those joint practices are compared to how they're viewing a week one in the preseason. Knowing that sort of in line, how big of an opportunity still is this for Shador to actually climb the depth chart versus just getting reps in and actually being on the field?
I think it's an opportunity, but I wouldn't put too much weight in it, because as I think we've learned anything about this regime, this coaching staff and this front office, you know, we've seen guys have really strong preseasons, and we've seen guys perform well. Now, look, DTR is an exception. I mean, they didn't make him the backup based off what they were seeing in the preseason. He was performing in practices too. But generally, they've put more weight in practices. They've put more weight in joint practices than they do in preseason games. That doesn't mean that preseason games are meaningless. To me, Shador Sanders can kind of show them the progress he's made, kind of continue to lay a foundation. And I don't think that things are going to get shaken up necessarily, because you only have one practice on Monday and then you're heading to Philly. So it's just not really set up for them to shake things up. But he can at least make them feel a little better or feel good about where he's at. And maybe they do start to slowly put more on his plate once we get through that week with two joint practices against the Eagles and then another preseason game.
Dan Lobby at Cleveland.com with us here on the Fan Hotline. Dan, I came into this week a little confused as to why Tyler Huntley being brought onto the staff. Obviously, like, training camp arm makes sense. I get that. But why Tyler Huntley and not, you know, I threw out the idea of, like, USF's quarterback. I don't know if he graduated or not. But it's some guy that you basically have never heard of who didn't get drafted, and just bringing him in instead of a veteran to fill that void.
I think it's just the familiarity. I think it's the fact that you can bring Tyler Huntley in and he knows these coaches. He knows his way around the building. Obviously, they're in Carolina right now, but at least when they get back to Berea, he's going to know his way to the locker room, all of that stuff. But I think it's just familiarity. The fact that you're bringing him in, you're going to have an opportunity to put him in the game so that Shador Sanders maybe doesn't have to play four quarters a week after he reported arm soreness. They don't really need to get Tyler Huntley up to speed with what they're doing. He's familiar with some of the guys that are here already. It's just sort of a fit because he was here all last spring and all last summer.
Any chance whatsoever? Do you give it a sliver of a chance that he makes the roster over any of the four quarterbacks?
I don't think there's a chance at all. I think this is entirely a camp deal. I think it's those four guys, and if one of those guys doesn't make it, it's only going to be because they decide to keep three. Tyler Huntley, I don't think, is going to take anyone's job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And Dan, am I wrong for looking at it and like viewing a joint practice today and every single rep that I don't necessarily see because there's no recording going on, but that I see through the stats and through social media posts that every rep he takes almost in a way feels like a wasted rep for other guys?
You know, I guess you could look at it like that. And I did think it was interesting kind of following along today that, you know, there were periods where he was taking reps, and I think there was one period where he took reps and Shador Sanders didn't. I think maybe that was more sort of, again, sort of onboarding him, for lack of a better term, just at least getting him some opportunities to get kind of back up to speed and get where he needs to be if he's going to play on Friday. But I do think they need to be careful to make sure that they're not giving him a ton of reps. And I do think when we get into a more normal setting, I don't know how much he's going to actually do. And I'm even curious, if we get through this week and they go into Monday and they're getting ready to head to Philly and Kenny Pickett's hamstring is good, Dylan Gabriel's hamstring is good, if they send him packing, I don't think he's going to be very long for Cleveland if guys start getting healthy.
Is there any oddity to you? Like, I just found it at least the slightest bit odd. I understand taking it very cautiously with their quarterbacks, but still having them out there run 7-on-7s, run at full speed, bootlegs, rollouts, everything, and then also transition into, but most certainly not the preseason. They're not healthy enough to do that, but healthy enough to still be out on the field running full speed.
Yeah, it's a little strange, but honestly, I think part of it is in 7-on-7, things are just a little more controlled. There's no pass rush, and guys are going to move around a little bit. They're going to roll out, but they're going to roll out because it's design. They're going to roll out because maybe they're being told, hey, you know, you get to this, count to this in your head, and when you get there, we want you to roll out. What, you know, whatever they're doing in those 7-on-7. So I think that's the key difference. When you get into a preseason game, you have no control on what the other side is doing. And, of course, you can get hit now, you know, so you're really, you can get in a situation where you're kind of running for your life or you've got to get to that sideline. Whereas in practice, that's not going to happen. So I think that's the big difference.
Again, Dan Lobby with us here on the hotline. It now feels like Joe Flacco is kind of almost going on his own media tour. He sat down, he talked to Aditi Kinkabwala. He talked to Albert Breer earlier on in the month. And he just sat down with The Athletic as well and is telling people, hey, I can still do this. I'm still cut out. I want to play these games and I want to take the reps. Should Joe have any gripe with the way that the Browns are handling things, given his reps and the way they're handling them in training camp right now?
I don't think he should, because at this point it's been Joe pretty much gaining all the momentum because Kenny Pickett's been out. And now again, because Dylan Gabriel has had a few practices where he's been limited. So I think Joe has really kind of seized the momentum here. I believe today he took all the first team reps or most of the first team reps. I think when we get to Philadelphia, it might be a lot of Joe Flacco going against that first team Philly defense. So I think Joe should be pretty happy with where things stand now. He's really kind of gained the momentum and he's really kind of, I don't want to say he's got a foothold on this competition. There's still a little ways to go, but he's kind of seized this opportunity in front of him. And, you know, look, I don't blame Joe for some of the stuff he said. He's 40 years old. He doesn't want to come here and just sit on the bench. He remembers what happened a couple years ago when he got here and he was working with Kevin Stefanski. So certainly he wants to try and recreate that. And I don't blame him for being a little anxious and wanting to get those reps. But I think to his credit, now that that opportunity has presented himself, he's really taken advantage of it.
Do you think there's any quarterback that has a legitimate gripe with the Browns with the way they're being handled right now?
Well, if you talk to the Shador Sanders Nation, I think maybe some of them would say Shador has a gripe. And I suppose you could argue, like, personally, I would like to see Shador get some first-team reps, go against that first-team defense. We have seen him do that once, but then he hasn't done it since that happened. I think it was about a week and a half ago, so personally, I would like to see that more. Maybe that's the only gripe. But as far as the other three, I mean, like I said, Joe's been getting the reps now. You know, Kenny Pickett was getting plenty of first-team reps. Dylan Gabriel kind of keeps getting the same workload, you know, even on days he struggles, he's still getting that same workload. So unless you're going to make the case that Shedeur Sanders absolutely should be getting more first team reps, I think that's maybe the only gripe. But I think even that's kind of a tough one at this point. I think that's the only one.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely can't be Dylan Gabriel, right? Guy gets first team reps. If anybody doesn't have a gripe, it's him. He's like, no, I feel like I'm getting a good opportunity at this.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really matter how it looks. It's just he's still kind of getting the same workload every single day.
Dan, apparently, according from multiple reports that we heard, and I know Nick was getting texts earlier on in the day, and they were talking to people that were saying that the Browns defense, if they had to pick, would have been essentially the losers. Like, if they panned out the whole practice, the Panthers offense beat their defense. Should that be in any way concerning, knowing what the Panthers offense is and just how reliant you're going to be on that Browns defense this year?
You know, I've always felt like, and I know some people say differently, but I've always felt in a setting where you can't tackle or you can't hit the quarterback, that's going to favor the offense in a lot of ways. So, like, Myles Garrett is ripping around the edge at Bryce Young. He's got to hold up. Like, he can't even really finish that rush full speed. He can't strip the ball. These guys are really limited with what they can do. Now, obviously, you'd like to come out of this practice and say, man, the Browns defense absolutely dominated that Panthers offense. But you have to remember, too, aside from Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward, there's still some questions that have to be answered on this defense. You're still trying to figure out who your second edge rusher is. You got a rookie middle linebacker. You got a rookie defensive tackle. Those guys are going to start at safety. You're trying to figure that out with, you know, Grant Delpit has kind of been in and out. So you're sort of figuring that out with Ronnie Hickman and some other guys. So I think there's still some unanswered questions on that defense too. So this all goes back to, I've mentioned it a few times, those practices in Philly, when they practice back-to-back days and you're going against one of the absolute standards of the NFL, it's going to be really interesting to see if this team can match that physicality and kind of match what they can do. Because, look, maybe they go there and they're really close with Philly and you feel good. Maybe they go there and they just get destroyed by Philly and you're like, okay, this is sort of what you expected. I wouldn't read too much just into this one single joint practice.
Obviously, Dan, a lot of focus coming in here on Friday on the quarterbacks and focusing on Shedeur and the other guy's not going to be playing. But what is sort of the thing flying under the radar heading into Friday that people should be interested in looking at that nobody's really talking about?
Well, receiver is very interesting because you've got Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman probably not going to play in this football game. But that creates opportunities for, you know, are we going to see Jamari Thrash, who seems to have a little bit of an inside track in at that slot. But, you know, there's another guy who's been really good and has been getting first-team reps from South Carolina and played a few years at Miami of Ohio, Gage Larvadan. And he has basically been catching everything that's coming his way. Now, he's really small. I don't know if he has a chance to make the 53-man roster or if he's more of a practice squad guy. But, there, you know, there's also Luke Floria, a Menor native, went to Kent State. So there's a couple of undrafted receivers that have been having really good camps. And if they can kind of transfer that into really good preseason games, maybe they can make their case to get on this 53-man roster in a receiver room that still has some, is still a little iffy once you get past that first two.
Dan, as always, appreciate you jumping on. Good stuff. And I'm really looking forward to talking to you every Wednesday and breaking down what Shedeur did in his first preseason start.
Yeah, for sure. Talk to you next week.
No doubt. Dan Lobby at Cleveland.com with us there on the Fan Hotline. Again, he'll be with us every Wednesday at 9:20, breaking down what you saw from the last week and looking forward to what the hell is going to happen next week. That should be a fun season, guys, right? We're all excited.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.